comments and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Yo, what's up? It's Bam here, and I'm here with Steve. And he decided to do Whippets all day.
Here we go.
And I'm here with Will Pendarvis as well, because you might have to chime in from time to time.
Yeah, dude.
So what's the experiment, Holmes Bro, dude, man, dude, bro?
Nah, it's like me going to do Holmes Bro. It's like, if we can get wasted enough, then it'll be a sweet radio show. Yeah.
Thanks for letting me park the Lambo in your spot, by the way, because you don't have a car.
I
don't think you're capable of driving. Have you ever had a license?
Yeah, fuckhead, dude. I got pulled over. I got pulled over one day, like, in Beverly Hills. And
what kind of car?
It was a 1991 Mercury Grand Marquis. I mean, the fucking thing was sweet. But the thing was, though, like, before, because I moved from Florida, I drove cross country to California, like, oh, man, I got
Did you smoke weed the whole way?
Well, you see, the first season of Jackass, I made $1,400, right, for the highest rated show in the history of MTV.
You got dipped off.
Yeah, right, I don't know, I mean, you didn't do that much better, did you?
I think I got $5,000.
Oh, yeah, jerk. But in any case, dude, it was like, so season two rolls around, and they're like, oh, man, we know we got to pay you guys now because it's the highest rated show in the history of MTV. So it's like, they're like, dude, we'll tell you what, we're going to give you $2,000 per episode, you know? But the thing is, it's a sweet deal because they got...
You got really gypped.
Yeah, they go, they're going to give you a sweet deal because... The first season was 8 episodes, but the second season is 16. And I'm sitting there and I go...
That's a sweet deal. That's more, you assholes.
I know. I'm sitting there and I go, that's a $32,000 contract. I'm rich. You know? I was like, after taxes, it came to be like $20,000. And like they gave us half up front. So I called Jeff Tremaine, our director, and I'm like, hey, dude, I'm about to get... a check for $10,000, Jeff. I ain't never heard of $10,000, Jeff. You know, like, I'm telling you, this is how it's gonna be. It's like, that shit I'm putting in the bank, the shit won't be cleared, and I'm gonna be fucking driving to California, you know? And Jeffy was rad. He was like, well, dude, you're not driving nowhere until you fucking give me a list of ideas for every state between Florida and California, you know? And he flew out the... But whatever it was, dude, I already forgot I'm wasted.
No, I remember, dude, when I was living across the street from a shit factory, when I was like 17, I got sponsored by Nike, and I had a $6,000 contract.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I was so stoked on that. I'm like, I'm getting $6,000.
Yeah.
It was like the biggest deal ever. I mean, when you're in like fucking ninth grade or whatever and you get $6,000, I mean, it's kind of a big deal, especially back then, you know, 10 years.
Oh my God, but you know what, dude? Like, it sounds so much like the fucking asshole from Girls Gone Wild. The dude from Girls Gone Wild, Joe Francis.
Isn't your roommate working for that guy now?
Yeah, but he's not my roommate no more.
How come you hate him?
I don't hate him. It's just the fucking asshole had a history of lying and stealing. You know? I mean, there's only so many years a man can be lied to and stolen from, and then you're finally like, get the fuck out. At the point when I decided to get the fuck out, like, I was pretty drunk.
So tell me what he did then.
Oh, man. It was just, okay, when we went to Japan, right? You weren't on that trip or anything. We went to Japan for the first movie. Like, I come home from Japan, I fucking find my car keys, missing from my key ring, and I'm like, oh, man, fuck. I had driven my car from fucking Florida, like Jeff flew out to people.
Was it like a Dude Man Dude Bro, or was it like a Compadre Amigo Bro?
I kick out my windshield, right? I kick out my windshield when I leave Florida. This is going back to when I said I got that $10,000. Yeah, like true to like what I said, the fucking check didn't clear. I was in like Georgia or Alabama, you know, like when I finally got my 10 grand, whatever, you know, like. So I come out, I have a broken windshield and shit. Fucking my roommate, like because of the broken windshield, my fucking license plate gets expired. But I didn't pay the broken windshield ticket, so I can't. Fucking my license is suspended and I can't renew my registration. So I'm just driving around like with expired tags. Go to Japan, the fucking asshole steals the keys off my key ring. The fucking, and I come back and I'm like, what the fuck? And he's like, oh man, I didn't know what to do, man. Oh, I didn't know what to do, dude. I fucking stole your car keys, dude. And, you know, like, I'm like, well, that's whack. So then I'm driving my car around.
So did he swap license plates?
He swapped my fucking license plates because his car was broken down. My car worked, but my plates are expired. The fucking asshole puts his plates from his car on
mine. That's a felony on your end.
Yeah, exactly, dude. And so then I'm like, what the fuck? He gives me back my car keys, but he never bothered changing the goddamn fucking license plates back. So I'm driving my car, I go in my trunk, I'm like, what the fuck is this California driver's license plate on my fucking car? I'm like, the fucking asshole made me into a felon. And dude, he just did so much shit, dude, I'm over him. And so I got, so then I switch them back. I'm driving through Beverly Hills in April of 2002. I'm so stupid for saying this. Okay, I'm driving through Beverly Hills.
That's why this radio station will probably be number one this episode.
Oh my God, check this out. April 2002, I finally sorted it out with that fucker, and I got my expired plates back on, you know, the way I want them. And I have a suspended driver's license from Florida. No good fucking registration plates, and which means I have no insurance. So I have no driver's license, no plates, no insurance. So I get pulled over in Beverly Hills, and the cop's like, yeah, this is bad. You know, like, this is not like a traffic thing. This is like kind of criminal. But I like
you. Did they know who you were at all?
Yeah, not really, but he said he likes me. You know? Like, and my driver's license was stuck to my thumb with cocaine. Like, I'm watching my thumb peel off the driver's license as I hand it to him, you know? And, you know, I'm like, oh, man. So the cop's like, this is bad. And he's like, all right, like, you know, you're not driving home from this. I'm having your car towed. I'll tell you what, I called and they got permission.
Did he see the booger sugar all over the license?
Dude, it was gnarly. It was a gnarly scene. And so the guy's like, I have to tow your car, but I'm going to call you a cab. And so I was like, fuck that car. You know? So, like, and I'd had my stilts, my clown makeup, all my fucking shit, like, my whole, and I was like, I ain't a
wait,
clown.
Wait, clown makeup?
I used to be in the circus, man. Fuck, I used to be in the circus before I was on TV. But, yeah, so.
Hey, Pendarvis, do you want any of Steve-O's whippets? Hey,
I'm good for now.
But now, after that long story, here's the punchline. It was April 2002 when I got pulled over, and I said, fuck that car. Fucking tow yard can keep it. Right? And so, yeah, and then I never showed up to court. I never, still. I've had a warrant out for my arrest. I'm wanted. I've had a warrant out for my arrest. I've had a warrant out for my arrest in Los Angeles County since April of 2000, since whenever I didn't show up to court. But yeah, so we were walking on our ways, and there's all these sheriffs, right? And I go, oh man, dude, fuck. I probably shouldn't tell you this, dude, but man, I got a warrant out for my wrist.
You told it to the sheriff?
Yeah, but we were blowing down.
How did he feel about that? You were blowing down to
the sheriff. Yeah. So then the sheriff's like, well, what's your last name, dude? And I go, all of a sudden I get wise, you know? I'm like, wait, if you run it, doesn't that mean you have to arrest me? He says, fuck that, dude. What, so I tell him my last name, and he says, yeah, dude, you're hot for 10 G's. So as we speak in Los Angeles, hello, I am wanted for $10,000 and have been since 2002. What up? That was a long story, but it got to a destination.
Now we're going to listen to CKY. This is Suddenly Tragic off their new album. And Steve O's spilling nitrous as we speak because he's going to do loads. This is Radio Bam Series 28.
You're running on to concentrate through.
Say hello to everyone.
Hello to everyone.
Can I talk?
Yeah, what's up, everyone?
I didn't know you were recording this shit.
I had no clue.
It's on. It's on the radio channel now.
Nah.
Yeah.
Fucking kidding me.
Can't say that.
I'm sorry.
Serious 28 faction.
Are we going, dude?
Are we going, dude? That was CKY Suddenly Tragic, and we're going to have something tragically sudden with Steve-O right about now because he's doing nitrous all day.
Are we on, dude? Is that us?
Yeah, that's you.
It just occurred to me that I should probably get this warrant cleared up.
You probably should.
I mean, here's the deal, dude. It's like I'm on TV, like I'm the Bill O'Reilly factor, the fucking like all this like shows, the Kimmel Show, all this shit, all over the internet. Like I'm fucking holding a bag of marijuana while shaking the hands of LAPD officers. You know, it was like a pretty big story about me getting preferential treatment because I'm a celebrity, and so I can walk around holding bags of marijuana up. You know, like, and I'm allowed to shake cops' hands and everything.
Were you naked on the red carpet, tucking your balls up against your ass?
Yeah.
What was that about?
Well, that was just a pickup shot for my new DVD. But I mean, the thing is, you gotta keep in mind that at the point when I was holding that bag of marijuana and shaking the LAPD officer's hand, I had a warrant out for my arrest. Like, what was I thinking? I'm a maniac! Yeah!
Yo, congratulations. Didn't you stop doing hard drugs?
I did. Yeah, I haven't done. You know why I quit doing hard drugs?
How come?
It's not because I made love to Nicole Richie. because I never did. I never did. What I did was I masturbated in her bed 3 times. You know?
While she was in it?
Yeah, 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 but she was asleep for the first one, and then she was awake for the second two. Which is cool.
So tell me about the hard drugs part.
Well, yeah, the thing is...
What makes you want to stop? I mean, weed... You still do weed and nitrous?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's like
what about video head cleaners?
Yeah. Now, that was just a little phase, man. No. I'm just kidding. But yeah, it's okay. So it's like Nicole Richie broke up with her DJ AM dude, whatever, and she just thought to herself, this is what I think it was. She thought to herself, oh man, I'm gonna throw everyone for a loop now, you know? I'm gonna do a real publicity stunt, you know? I'm gonna hang out with Steve.
That was her publicity.
She thought, I mean, whatever, like, I mean, I guess some of this...
What a real bad move on her part.
Well, I don't know, but the thing is, so now I met her, the first time I met Nicole Richie, I was awake for 3 fucking days on cocaine. I looked gnarly. I don't even know, like... So, like, we're hanging out, and, like, then, you know, all these paparazzi taking our pictures, and I'm like, fuck, you know, like, fuck. You know, I should be posing, like, I should be, like, psyched, but it was when I was getting out of Nicole Richie's car, and all the paparazzi run from every direction taking our pictures, I thought, this is the kind of scrutiny I want my life under. You know? And I don't want to be a cokehead in this, you know? Like, it was just... I just thought, man, fuck it, dude, no more coke, man. As long as it's not cocaine, meth, crack, or heroin,
you're all
then
good.
Fucking it's endearing.
What about PCP?
PCP has been proven to be endearing.
So is that a go or a no?
I'm not in PCP no more.
Let me just say, Ben Darvin.
Yeah.
Steve-O, would you please show him your fist, please?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. If you look
fuck.
At the tattoos, it says shit fuck on
right.
his hand.
Right.
So you know, I had to beat him on that.
The thing is, it's got to be a four-letter word.
I got bookworm.
Is that real?
Yeah.
What?
I was drunk yesterday.
For those of you who can't see it via radio,
he
actually has the words book and worm tattooed across his
knuckles.
It's
got to be 4-letter words.
Because he has shit fuck. How do you beat that? So I had to beat him. I had to beat him with the unobvious, which would be bookworm.
Yeah,
oh my
God,
I can't believe that.
The thing is that you got such obnoxiously large fucking letters. Like, I mean, the actual letters are so big. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I mean, you can't deny. I mean, I woke up today. I was like, what have I done?
Bookworm.
Then I sipped on beer, and then now it's starting to seem like a good idea.
I know. Speaking of which, dude. Oh, yeah, and I have beer. So
you have beers, homeboy, dude, amigo, compadre.
So now, how does this work, Bam? You do your show, and like you go into the show like with a lisp. Because I actually had, like, I mean, I fucking...
I just go on the radio, then I collect millions from Pendarvis, and then I go home.
I mean, dude, I'm in a... I'm
that's
coming
pretty
in
much a, what happens.
I'm coming into a similar situation here myself, Bam. Is where, like... Remember when I got arrested for Louisiana, I stapled my nuts in the bouncer beat of the kid, right? I was fucking facing 8 years in prison. That kid sued me for brain damage, right? Like, when the bouncers threw him on his head.
What do you mean brain damage?
It was burly. Like, the kid was bleeding out of his fucking ear.
Wait, they
the
threw
kid was
you?
Bleeding. No, no, I saw the bouncers all big. I was like, yeah, who wants to get
it? Start from scratch.
In
what
Louisiana,
happened?
In Louisiana, July 11th of 2002.
July 11th, that's Mark Hanna's birthday.
I'm fucking on stage, and I'm like, I'm in Louisiana, in some backwards place. I'm stapled my nuts to my leg, it was all bloody, like, fucking, I'm like, these bouncers are fucking huge, man. Who wants to get on stage, try and run across the stage past the bouncers? They're gonna fuck someone up, you know? So this kid, the 19-year-old kid, weighs 135 pounds. I pull him out of the crowd, I'm like, all right, start on the stage left. Fucking run across the stage. So it's just like, I'm filming, I'm like, 1, 2, 3, go. So the kid runs, it's like, wah, wah, wah. You know, the bouncer's stopped and dead. Then one of the bouncers comes up with the idea on his own. Let me pick this kid up over my head and fucking throw him on his head. Like, the kid landed, like, twitching, bleeding out of his fucking ear. Like, yeah, the kid's got a good reason to fucking sue me for brain damage, right? I fucking got served papers in absentia. Because I didn't know I was fucking being sued. And he's my lawyer. Fuck that guy. Hey, Ryan Dunn, great lawyer. Good call. Plus, the fucking asshole owes me $200,000. And
he's
fucking
gonna
him.
Pay it?
Not, well, I'm suing him so hard. And fucking him. And
how do you sue somebody so hard?
Because, dude, I fucking... my lawyer's $600 an hour. That's how you sue him hard.
That's how you sue him hard.
Totally.
He went on the red carpet the other day, and then he opened up all this beer and shook it up and sprayed it all over the paparazzi, and then the one paparazzi guy who was, and he had a TV show, but it was all on film, I just saw it. He's like, this is a $5,000 camera, you don't know the value of money because you never own anything that's $5,000, and then he just flashes him his $20,000 Rolex watch right in his fucking face as he's saying it.
It's $20,000 before the aftermarket diamond bezel, yeah.
So what did that guy do then?
Ah, man, I just fucking told him, look, pal, dude, you're on a public street covered in beer, bitch.
Pal, dude, bro. He's a freaking padre.
Oh, my God. And so, dude, like, I'm just going to get off this J&N shit where the fucking they make my don't try this at home videos. On top of all the rest of this shit, owe me $200,000, fucking goddamn, they co-signed a life insurance policy on my life for $3 million. They lied to my fucking face saying that, like, oh, yeah, I'm like, hey, if I'm getting life insurance, dude, it's for my newborn niece. And it's like, they're like, oh, yeah, fuck yeah, you know, you're signing, you know, like. So then a couple weeks later, the life insurance company calls me up, and I'm like, no way, dude, like, I didn't even want to hear the results of my physical, which is how they're going to be able to get away with it, you know? And they're like, no.
They sign your life to their name.
Yeah, totally. And I'm like, wow,
that's
so you're... I go, you're trying to tell me that I'm healthy enough to get a fucking life insurance policy? They're like, yeah, this is the follow-up interview. I'm like, this is in the name of my newborn niece, right? They're like, nah. And meanwhile, they're trying to put out videos of me killing myself. They're trying to kill me. Fucking assholes, you're dead. Yeah. Now I'm going to take a piss, and I'm going to load up a whip it, probably have a smoke, and then I'm going to get wasted. Play a song or something.
Well,
I'm pissed.
No, I just found out that Taking Back Sunday, they actually, the guitar player's from Westchester, he worked at Rex's, it's like my local dive bar.
Yeah.
He worked there for 8 years, so let's hear one of their songs. This is their new hit. This is Taking Back Sunday. Let's hear it.
You've got this new head filled up with smoke. I got my veins all tangled close to the jukebox bars you frequent. The safest place to hide. Taking at the slot. You are everything I want. Cause you are everything I'm not. And we let you get this just now. Too close, too close. Close is closing now. We let you get this just now. Too close, too close. I just wanna bring you down so fast. Get too far from me, I'll make damn
We found in Don Vito's ass.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
On Faction 28.
Holmesboro Dude, man, that was Taking Back Sunday. Guitar players from Westchester, Pennsylvania. I just found that out. That's a pretty good damn song. And I'm here with Steve-O, Holmesboro Dude, man, dude, bro.
I know. Before that song, I was a little bit grumpy.
How come?
I don't know. So hey, Bam, what'd you think of that fucking rad video I showed you today? I'm trying to hustle. Our movie, Jackass Number Two.
It's going good. You're on the right track.
I know. Jackass Number Two comes out September 22nd. I'm getting really ambitious over here.
Put it out after Jackass.
Yeah. Totally. I'm trying to fucking put out my Paparazzi Stuntman DVD on that big shopping weekend, you know, like Thanksgiving. And thanks for letting me smoke in your studio and shit.
You gotta pull a publicity stunt. Oh, you're the third person ever smoke in this studio. The
Johnny
first
Rod,
one was
huh?
Johnny Rodden, and the second was Dizzy Reed. And now Steve-O's third.
Johnny Rodden always acts. He's like, man, I don't care, man, I don't care. And then all of a sudden, every time, it turns out that he cares. He gets so upset, he starts crying. It's like, so you do care.
Give me an example, faggot.
Every time, dude. Every time. How about that for an example?
I'm doing righteous, man. Like, did you guys hear about when, I went to the doctor. Like, oh, this is totally true. I go to the doctor for, like, the most comprehensible, like, physical. Like, at the UCLA Executive Physical Program. And, like, I go out and find out if anything's wrong with me. You know, STD is everything. You know, like... So I go and
you
I
have
come.
Any STDs?
They
said I got no STDs, and it makes no sense. Pani says I drank tap water in India and I didn't get sick. I don't know what the deal is, but I go back for the I go back for the results from the doctor and the doctor and I'm like, my wiener's all right. The doctor's like, yeah, you got no problems with your wiener. And, you know, I'm like, sweet. He's like, yeah, but hold on. Your heart's fucked up, you know? Like
how fucked up?
You know, I mean, the doctor says, he's like, well, you have the heart of a 90-year-old man. You're not going to make it to the age of 40 if it doesn't correct itself. It's like, and I'm still like, but my wiener's all right. You know, like, and I'm like, doc, I'll level with you. I'd rather have a fucked up heart than a fucked up wiener. Any day. Hey, Ryan, can I get a beer too? Oh, it was the last one. Yeah. I'm not supposed to drink. I mean, the thing is, though, dude. So then it's basically the doctor told me I'm dying. And then 8 days later, I go to the heart specialist, and they look at it, and they're like, you know, it looks good. I don't know what this guy's talking about.
Dude, doctor just makes shit up, man. Like, Phil visits a fat doctor because Phil's fat. And then, you know, the guy...
I feel like I had a doctor lie to me, man.
The doctor's just as fat as Phil is, so he's just like, oh, you look great. You can be a football player if you want. So Phil's all confident walking around like, doctor, you can be a football player. It's like, yeah, go visit a skinny doctor, you fat ass. I bet you they'll tell you that you're hell on earth.
Now I'm thinking of all the different doctors with which I could run into problems.
You know what? Fuck doctors. I don't trust anybody.
Fat doctor, skinny doctor, gay doctor.
I don't trust lawyers and I don't trust doctors. Do you trust lawyers, Steve-O?
Set the right parameters where the lawyer gets 5% of your deal. And then, yeah. You know, but you get the lawyer that's taking fucking... 66. It was a three-way slip.
Plan, like, yeah. If you died, a life insurance collect policy. $3 million.
Yeah.
Like,
go jump on this, Steve-O.
If you were dead, all the money would go to their two names? Like, yeah, not even any of your family?
It was a $3 million policy, $3 million policy, and they were at least nice enough to kick her down. Oh, man, I wasn't going to sit on the air, but we got to get done to stop fucking with those assholes. Yeah, dude. I mean, what the shit? And they're making garbage-ass videos, too, huh? My video's going to rule.
Did I tell you that I wound up drunk and coaching horses right after I did the Sirius show last Sunday? And then,
Wait, you were drunk during the show.
Right. But then I went to coaching horses, and then I walked out during broad daylight, and, I stopped this car in the middle of driving on Sunset, and I go, you're taking me to the Rainbow, and I hop in the car, and the lady actually took me there. I'm like, you're in that direction anyway, bitch. You're
celebrity hitchhiking, like, as if it's some kind of new stunt.
No, like, it was like a, what is it, a celebrity jacking?
No, celebrity hitchhiking, dude. I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah, hitchhike, yeah.
You know how I am, like.
I hitchhiked, and it worked.
No,
I think I
was going to make a
lesson for the kids.
If I didn't drink beer that day, though, I would have been too nervous there. I'd be like, ma'am, could you please take me to the Rainbow? I'll give you $20. And then she would have said no. I was like, bitch, you're taking me to the Rainbow. You're going in that direction anyway. Shut up.
I don't believe
that. She actually did it.
Bam, I was going to book an entire fucking tour where I was going to hitchhike from show to show. And then if I didn't make it, I was going to be just take extraordinarily expensive cab taxis. But I was going to make every show on the tour. You know?
That's such a good idea.
It's
I don't understand
good,
why you didn't start it yet.
The thing is, though, dude, I'm doing it.
Think
like
about
a,
the footage you get along the way, meeting all these new people.
Big time.
What
big
was
time.
That?
What was that?
What was that sound?
Oh, that's my. Can you say
that?
I'm doing whippets?
That's just iron lung.
Yeah. Totally. The thing is, dude, like when
so they say you have a heart of a 9-year-old man. I don't know why they would say that.
I know, but dude, the thing is, I got on the fucking internet and I was like. Oh shit, maybe all those whippets weren't good for me. You know? And then on the internet it says that they give nitrous oxide to like fucking like chicks who are having babies, you know? Like they give them during pregnancy and stuff. Like
Pendarvis.
They said it's not good bad for
your
heart.
Did you ever wonder why I have the number one show? I think this just answers the question.
Yeah.
Hey, dude. Okay, now I fucking have like.
I mean,
my
is it official out of the hour episodes that I have the number one show?
Nah, dude. They can't even monitor.
Because Tom Rock monitors it by emails and phone calls. They say the phone rings off the fucking hook with phone calls.
Cool.
If you call 877 porn back, you'll find out because the line's probably big.
Yeah, you never answer the call. You never answer the phone.
Because I don't want to talk to anybody. I want to talk to fucking Steve-O. He's doing whippets. Let's hear about it.
Hey, dude, I'll trade you my balloon for your beer. Yeah, dude.
I like my beer.
Man,
I don't know about
fuck.
Whippets.
Shit, fuck.
I think it's time for Turbo Negro because they're going to be on the Viva La Bands tour in October, and all my friends are not dead, but they are soon to be.
Yeah,
and
not,
there's a $3 million plan out for Steve-O.
My dad killed that shit.
So this is All My Friends Are Dead by Turbo Negro, Radio Steve-O, Series 28 Faction.
Yeah.
Are dead. Got kicked in the head. All my friends are dead. All my friends strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Bam.
Turn it off. On Sirius 28 Faction.
Oh, yeah.
That was Turbo Negro with All My Friends Are Dead. And I, when I was listening to that song and I was sipping on the beer, I was trying to realize, how the fuck does Steve-O, who's doing nitrous as I speak with a big, huge helium balloon, get a hot girl like how he has sitting next to him? How does that work? Please tell me. I want to know.
Are you trying to tell me that chick's totally hot?
In other words, yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to keep it like in the terms of words, like in terms of like this chick's hot. Like, how do you not change it?
Yeah. You can't even complete a sex. Bring the microphone to her. Babe, I want to know your name.
Alicia.
Which is even worse.
Bring the microphone to her. And how did you meet Steve-O?
In Vegas at the Rhino.
Was he fun?
Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
Is that why you're with him now?
Yeah, he's really fun.
He is fucking fun.
Hell yeah.
I mean, he's hell of a
There's nobody like him, for sure.
Yeah, that's why he's a 90-year-old man's heart.
Absolutely. yeah.
that 90-year-old man wants it back.
Yeah, he wants it back.
Let's not joke around about that.
Nah, but this chick totally fucking hot. That's right. Thanks.
Were you a two-pump chump with her?
Oh my god, you have no idea. Like,
it was a one-pump chump? One and a half?
No. It wasn't, it was more of like, it's almost three pumps. Like,
let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex with the girl that you're sitting right next to. What happened?
Okay. All right, like, We met in Vegas. I was really, really drunk. And then I walked into the Spearmint Rhino in Las Vegas and, like...
I love that place.
I saw this fucking bitch. I was like, oh, my
God. Is that her, the fucking bitch?
Nice. I saw her. I was like, oh, I love this fucking shit. You know, like... And she's like, what are you talking about? Like, so, So it's like I was saying, I remember that she was pretty fucking wasted too, man, because like I was like, I bet you have real boobs. Come on, I mean. They're not that real. Like, but I was sitting there sucking on them and playing with them.
Was
and
it rad?
Fucking with them.
Was it rad, dude?
Oh my god.
Was Duman Dubro rad or just amigo compadre?
No, it was rad. It was rad. Like, and then but then ultimately I got too wasted. Like, I was in this like thing with alcohol where I'd really just like get wasted and just become mean somehow. Like I would have.
Yeah,
like,
I've seen you mean.
I know. I would have like a totally hot chick and like, you know.
I've seen it many times. You'd have a really pretty girl,
really,
and she would be totally down for with you, and then you'd just be like, "Fuck you, bitch! I like Houdini better than you. Now get out! I said get out."
That's exactly right. I know, like
you'd realize that you like Houdini better than I did, and then you'd be like, "Get the fuck out," because I like him more than you do.
I know, but thank you.
That doesn't make sense. That's a true story. Why Houdini?
Well, that was the one time when I was in Westchester with you guys, and like,
yeah, why Houdini?
No, it was like I was so drunk I can't remember if I might have said something that was offensive to this girl, but then she
I probably did,
and then she wound up and just punched me in the stomach when I wasn't looking, dude, and I was like doubled over, I was all knocked out of wind, and I was like, that's how Houdini died. You know, like, I'm just trying to think, like, I think what it was is that I realized I had been really rude and said something inappropriate to her, but that doesn't justify her doing what killed Houdini to me. You know?
So it's basically all her fault.
Exactly.
So that's why you kicked the bitch out.
But so I met this one at the Spearmint Rhino, and, like, and then I started getting mean, and I think I actually took off. And then, but then I called her when I left the...
Did she actually answer the phone?
Nah. I called her when I was leaving the airport, and I was like, hey, babe, I feel like we had kind of a false alarm last night, but, or, like, you know, like, we had, like, miscommunication. I don't know what happened, but... So then she called him. She's coming out here to get laser eye treatment. Oh, no.
You need
we have
glasses?
To change the topic of conversation.
You need glasses? Do you have contacts in right now?
Yes.
You do?
She's hot as shit.
Right.
Yeah. I know. Nobody's listening to
somebody
this.
Somebody who's experimenting with nitrous balloons, how do you get a high girl like that? I can't understand.
How did that
I
get
guess
you?
It must just be the entertainment. Like, you just must love the entertainment of Steve-O, right?
Dude,
is that what it is?
Here's the deal.
The kid ain't cute.
Hey, here's the deal, dude. It's like, it doesn't matter what you do on TV, man. Take me, for example. I play with poo. You know, there's something about showing up on a TV screen that makes you infinitely more attractive. You know? I play with shit on TV, and I look at my bitch.
I just saw you tuck your balls against your ass on the red carpet as you were spraying beer at the paparazzi.
And look at my bitch.
You're not cool.
No way.
See, yo.
No, the first time I made
nice guys always finish last. That's a complete saying, and I totally agree with it. If you're a nice guy, you're going to get cheated on. If you're just a fucking jerk-off asshole who's entertaining, I mean, Steve-O's pretty... I want to hang out with him all day today just because I want to see where he winds up.
Dude, you know, I fucking...
Like, he's a total jerk-off asshole. But I want to find out where he's going to wind up. So I'm probably going
to... I'm going to guess... Peter Sinai Hospital is my guess.
I don't know, man. I'm thinking more LA County Jail after my revealing statement.
Yeah. No, it won't be jail because we could always visa our
cop. Fuck.
You wasted that.
Dude, I'm going to make
a
save.
I've been pulled over completely shit-tossed, and I visa my weight out of it every time.
No, I've seen you at an airport use a Viva La Bam CD or something as your identification to get on an airplane.
Oh, you remember that?
Yeah.
I forgot my ID, so I showed him a Viva La Bam CD with my face on it. I'm like, look, bam. It says bam there. That's me.
I know, dude. I would pull up my shirt and I'm like, look at my back, dick.
Look at my back, dick. I'm Steve-O. You let me on.
I am.
Well, while Steve-O experiments with whippets, we're going to play a hymn song because they're playing tonight at the House of Blues.
Oh,
and
yeah,
we're
dude,
going.
Totally, man. We're totally.
Are you totally going, dude, bro, dude, man?
Just, I got to tell that other bitch.
You have a dickogram. Is that offensive for him or did he like it?
Dude, did I just come clean about having another bitch?
No.
I got tons of bitches.
No, what about the dickogram? Did you show Villa that, the singer of him?
No. Nah, dude, I don't care, man. Fuck it.
You have a dickogram and you're going to the hymn show tonight. This song is called Razor Blade Kiss.
Nah, dude, that's fucking sweet.
Let's hear Razor Blade Kiss. This is Radio Bam Series 28 Action with Steve-O.
Yeah. waiter. You've got to let me dream inside you, baby. Not afraid to be here. I want you to love me.
Radio Bam.
Turn it up.
This is Brandon.
You know, do that voice you do. I don't fucking do that.
Woo woo, this is Radio Bam, Sirius 28 faction. Wow.
Fuck, man. No more beers, dude. Fuck.
I'm here with Steve-O. You know what? Fuck it. There is no need for any introductions because it's just me and Steve-O. And I usually have an entourage on my show, but there's no need because Steve-O is a one-man show. And he has decided to take nitrous all day today and see what happens. And I'm going to follow him around.
Hey, dude, like, check this out, okay? They bring me in for a meeting with the Maxim radio channel, right? Like, we're talking about potentially giving Steve-O an hour per week on Maxim radio. So then the Maxim radio people are on the conference call with the big-time agents, and they say, like, so what is it they want to do on Maxim radio, Steve-O? And I'm like, well, fucking goddamn it, I'm gonna exercise my right to be a fucking piece of shit on satellite radio. Like, filthy.
And how to respond to that one?
They read me the riot act, like, they're not the riot act. They didn't fucking care. They were like, oh, yeah, well, I mean, they might as well have hung up on me. And so it's like, all right, well, fuck you guys.
So it never happened then?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I said,
well, Pendarvis is pretty much the president of Sirius Radio.
At the end of the day,
I would recommend, I mean, he is entertainment, Pendarvis. Don't get me wrong.
No, yeah.
But, I mean, like, how do you know he's going to show the fuck up?
I'll totally show up.
Do you think he'd show up, Pendarvis?
I'll totally show up.
No, I don't think he'd show up.
You don't think I'd show up? I've totally showed up. I haven't done coke since January.
Oh, awesome. All
right. See, but he's on nitrous right now, so how do you believe his real self?
Who cares if I'm fucking nitrous?
You don't care. That's the problem.
How, dude? I'm fucking here.
You trust him?
No, but you know, if he's gonna do something, obviously it should be on faction. You know?
Yeah, we'll figure it out, man. But dude, I'm not having anybody call me unprofessional, dude. I ain't never fucking. There's one time I didn't show up for work, and that was a fucking commentary track. I mean, that's in my entire career, dude. Like, honestly, like, I've never told anybody what shape I would show up in, but God damn it, I'm not late.
Wow. That's nitrous while Steve-O's doing it, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm here, motherfucker. Let's work.
Yeah, Pendar, this might be the best radio show in the world. Do you think it's in the world or just in the United States?
It's in the world.
Or what about Nicaragua? Maybe that one?
Nicaragua's got some great radio.
What about Suriname, Paramaribo?
Yeah, that's what I was going
to
say.
Antananarivo, Madagascar?
Yeah.
It's better than all those.
All of them.
I mean, I'm the one, the hot chick, dude, you know? Like, come on.
You probably can't even get a hard-ass dick right now.
Nah, dude. Maybe, I don't know.
You probably can't even get a hard-ass dick right now.
I mean, I kind of have to pee a little bit, but...
Don't make him prove it, please. No, let's prove it, dude.
No, you shouldn't have said those words, Pendar. That's the problem.
No, I gotta,
let's see if you get a hard ass dick.
No, let's not. Sit down, Steve-O. Steve-O, sit down.
The thing is that I kind of want a hard ass dick. I mean, it's been a while.
I thought you can't even get a hard ass dick right now.
Oh, my God, dude. I want the two facts. I want a hard ass dick. Bam doesn't think I can get a hard ass dick. I think both facts are true.
Let's see if you get a hard ass dick.
I can't get one, but I want one. But how about if I try?
Do you want to see Steve try to get a hard ass dick?
Fuck that. Here's what I do when I'm with my chick.
Call 877 porn bag if you want to see Steve get a hard ass dick.
Don't do that.
Because I have to pee though.
Hey, isn't it time to go anyway?
Yes, it is. Definitely time to go.
We're going to the hymn show at the House of Blues. You fuckers are bummed out because you're not invited.
Oh man.
He has a mini hard dick.
Oh, no.
It's halfway hard.
Oh,
alright, this is Clutch 10001110101 Radio Bam Series 28 Faction. Goodbye.
Large and small, sector, vector, eat them all. It's already in the rise. A monumental one's a messenger will soon arrive. 1-0-0-0-1-1, 1-0-1-0-1. Periodic table with a center piece of mind. 1-0-0-0-1-1, 1-0-1-0-1. Periodic table with a center piece of mind. Man alive, the jiving lyrics. Radioactive, don't come near it. Temple of Cyrix having the face set of the year. Man alive, the jiving lyrics. Radioactive, don't come near it. Temple of Cyrix having the face set of the year. Nothing you can do about it. Gonna be a big brawl over it, like them little bitty babies in the king cake. Bonnie and Clyde, the whole dome. The shackles of automata will shatter like their bones. 1-0-0-0-1-1, 1-0-1-0-1. Periodic table with a sense of peace of mind. 1-0-0-0-1-1, 1-0-1-0-1. Periodic table with a sense of peace of mind. Man alive, the jiving lyrics. Radioactive, don't come near it. Temple of Cyrix having the fake sale of the year. Man alive, the jiving lyrics. Radioactive, don't come near it. Temple of Cyrix having the fake sale of the year. Series having the fake sale of the year. Man
here for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7, 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Wow. Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Friday night.